This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Today is a major deadline in the neck and neck contest for Colorado's 3rd congressional district. Around 1,200 votes currently separate Republican incumbent Lauren Boebert and Democratic challenger Adam Frisch. And today is the last day for overseas and military ballots to come in and for voters with ballot problems to fix them and be counted. Frisch says the close race shows voters are tired of extremist politics.
I think extremism is starting to come to an end. The fact that she did not win her home district, those that know her don't care for her. A lot more people know her now than before, and not for good reason. So I knew that she was building up more negatives than when she started.
Boebert has blamed lack of enthusiasm for top-of-the-ticket Republicans for depressing GOP turnout in her district. Aurora has hired its 2nd interim police chief as it extends its search for a permanent replacement. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Aurora has been searching for a permanent police chief since April. The city extended the hiring process early this year after 2 of the finalists withdrew from consideration. Newly selected interim Art Acevedo was a police chief in Texas and Florida, but he was fired from his most recent job as Miami police chief after 6 months on the job. Acevedo came under scrutiny for sending an 8-page memo to the Miami city manager where he criticized city commissioners for interfering in internal affairs. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Democratic state lawmakers concerned about gun violence are starting a new group to push for stricter policies. In its announcement, the group said it would advocate for legislation based on scientific research. Republicans and gun rights opponents have criticized Colorado's gun laws for infringing on Second Amendment rights. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06. Up next, it's Fresh Air.